This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yeah, we're home. Today, the 9th of December, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Christina. It's nice seeing your very, very pretty young face.
Thank you so much. It's nice seeing you home. And I, you know, I get nervous when you and Linda go somewhere for a long time. I like to when you're staying here with me.
Well, thanks, hon.
It's a family thing.
We're working to get a religious figure of the Ukraine's going to be calling in here. Not today. We're going to get him on as soon as we can on a Monday.
Nice. And my friend arrived from Ukraine, so she can also give some...
When did she get here?
Last week.
Oh, last week. So she's been there during the...
All the time.
All the time. Yeah. Can we get her on the show, too?
Yeah, of course.
Sure, and talk about the war in Ukraine from the civilians' viewpoint. Okay.
Maybe the last thing why she decided to come, because she was going through 12 hours without electricity every day.
Mm-hmm.
And as I told you before, my country is cold, like in Chicago, Seattle. Like, you need electricity just to be warm, hot water.
Of course.
And just surviving, and that was the last thing, and she decided to move.
Yeah, people don't realize that. The lights are out. If the electricity is out for 12 hours a day, it has a severe impact on your life. And then sometimes I'm sure it's 24 hours a day. So, hey, let's talk about something that's a little more pleasant. Let's talk about the weather. Today, sunny with a high near 61 and a low of about 40 tonight. It looks like it's going to be mostly sunny on Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday night, a 20% chance of showers, and chance of showers on Thursday and Friday, and Saturday rain, and Sunday a chance of showers, with the highs in the high 50s and the lows in the low 40s through Sunday. So it seems like we brought back, I understand, has the weather been weather was really good last week, wasn't it? Weather was really good last week, wasn't it?
It was great.
It was beautiful down in Las Vegas. The weather was just short sleeve weather down in Las Vegas last week. But we went through on our trip down there. It was 9 degrees going around Susanville up in that area, going through those mountains. 9 degrees, yeah. And then it started warming up. On the way back yesterday, it was beautiful. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. Been doing this for about 30 years. Into their third generation of Kennys Chuck and Judy started this company. They've won awards for hiring veterans. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business, and they're people of integrity, and they take care of their customers. They do treat them as friends. Shasta Gas Propane. Now, last week we were in the National Finals Rodeo. It was sponsored by the Reading Rodeo Association and the Reading Rancheria. We can't say our thanks enough to them for sponsoring us for that. It's difficult to explain, like where we stayed, South Point. South Point is one of those places that you can go to check in and literally never leave this place. I mean, casinos really like that. Well, South Point's right, it's off the strip. It's out there a little bit because of what they do. And we've told you about the, you know, they have 1,800 horses under the hotel. Nope, never smell them, never see a fly, anything. 1,800 horses. And then across the road, room for another 2,000 horses that they had put up portable stalls for. But the it's legendary in the fact that it's set up for equestrian events. And they had the world's breakaway roping championship there, where several hundred thousand dollars changed hands. And then they had the World Series of Team Roping, which was still going on, I think, when we left. And we're talking millions of dollars changing hands on that from ropers from all over the country. Hundreds and hundreds of ropers. That's bringing their horses with them. Then, of course, they host the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association there for the big convention. And they're in their breakout rooms, their gala. And the numbers are taken there, pulled there, presented there to each one of the contestants. And that's a big night. That's kind of like that's almost like a red carpet event. Everybody's dressed up for that. The wives of all the contestants are in long gowns, and everybody dresses up big time for that. That's where they get their numbers to compete. And then after each performance, everybody goes back to the South Point from the Thomas Mack Arena. Or you're still there because you're in these big viewing parties in these big rooms. You kick back and you just watch the rodeo from right there over the Cowboy Channel. And then they present the buckles. And so each competitor who has won that night had the highest score or the best time comes up on the stage with these two guys, and I still can't figure out who these guys are, but everybody seems to know them pretty well. And they present the buckle and a bottle of Pendleton whiskey to the winner. Well, the first winner and the bear, on day one on the bareback couldn't take the bottle. They had to present it to his dad because he was only 20. His parents were with him, had to sign him into the hotel. And he won $33,000 that night. So, 20 years old. But it's a big thing. And then they introduce their families, the contestants then introduce their families, their children, their friends that came there to watch them. I mean, sometimes there's like 10 or 12 people up there with them. And they introduce them, and that's it, and they go on to the next one. So, everything's done there. And then they've got 150 vendors. They're in one of their larger areas that has it's called Cowboy Christmas. They have it at Las Vegas Convention Center, which is like 300,000 square feet of vendors and everything Western. And at the same time, there's another like area. I'm not sure the size of that, but that's Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is there with everything for hunting. And probably fishing, but it's from Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. So everything is in these two huge, huge structures there in Las Vegas. The only problem is they moved the junior rodeos, the junior PRCA for kids and young adults over there, and so parking became crazy. And enough so that it was taking, like, you had to park several miles away and try and take Ubers or something like that just to get to the Cowboy Christmas. So that became a bridge too far for Linda and I. But she managed to find 150 vendors in this spot and then, you know, and then a boot store over there. And we didn't come home empty-handed. But the whole experience at the South Point was just excellent. The people that checked you in, from the people that grabbed all your equipment, you know, our bags and all of our equipment we had for broadcasting, young men that took care of that, from starting with them till we left with, you know, a young man bringing all that stuff out, was excellent. I mean, there wasn't one surly person. There was not one person that was having a bad day, it seems. And I don't know how Michael, the guy that owns South Point, how he does this, except his people followed him after he had sold his other holdings there, the Barbary Coast and a couple others, to build South Point. Many of those people came over to South Point to work for him. This one lady worked for him for 17 years and said, you know, everybody calls him by his first name, all the employees do. He goes down and has lunch with them in their cafeteria, and he's, you know, breakfast every morning over there in the in this one cafe that's there. So I can just hardly recommend South Point if you're going down there to Vegas. Yeah, you're not right on the strip, but you're like 5 minutes away. Hop on 15, and there you are, except for the traffic. The traffic in Las Vegas has just become a monster. It's been bad. But this time, there's a lot of construction going on. They're trying to widen ramps. They're trying to put a new off-ramp on. Construction of new buildings. It just, the place has doubled in size in the last, 15 years. And the infrastructure is having problems keeping up with it. And the lines of traffic going into Vegas on Thursday night at 9 o'clock was backed up as far as you can see, because we drove over the freeway coming back from the performance that night. Unbelievable. Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break, and when we come back, hopefully we'll have Community Calendar with us this morning in Anne Marie. We'll be right back.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebot. Today, the 9th of December, 7:20 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. Local board of directors, 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, and 1 down in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with them. It's nice to go into a place, and it's kind of like Cheers. They know your name. They want you to experience this same professionalism and feeling of a bank that's local that takes care of you. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And Anne-Marie's on the line with our community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Redding. You can give them a call at 530-224-2345. Anne-Marie.
Good Monday morning.
We survived. My voice didn't, but we did. I'm upright and walking.
And that's the important part. Absolutely. Well, today, Monday, December 9th, is National Christmas Card Day. Yesterday was National Christmas Tree Day, so it's definitely the season.
Does this mean we have to mail them by today to make sure they get there?
No, okay. Not at all.
All right, good.
It's just a reminder to get them done.
Yeah, I guess
I haven't done yet. I haven't done mine either.
We've gotten our first batch of like 12 cards, and I'm already so far behind. But I'm going to get hot on it this week.
Awesome. This Friday, we say happy birthday to the National Guard. Saturday is National Wreaths Across America Day, and Sunday, December 15th, is Bill of Rights Day. As we begin, there are a couple of giving trees located in the Center Court area of Mount Shasta Mall in Redding. You can grab a tag and fill a wish list item this Christmas season. Dignity Health is doing an Adopt-a-Senior giving tree. And the Salvation Army has their angel tree up, and you can shop for a child. The annual Redding Garden of Life is open for you to enjoy at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Redding. This seasonal event will run through January 5th, with a few exceptions. Event hours are 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., and Turtle Bay members will enjoy $5 off on each ticket purchased. This year's event features over 2 million lights across 10 acres of botanical gardens, including animated light displays, synchronized music animations, cozy fire pits, and more. For more information, visit reddinggardenoflights.org.
That Garden of Lights is spectacular. They've got some new displays, and the Enchanted Forest is a knockout, I can tell you. And
I can't wait to go this year.
Well, I got 2 tickets for you, Anne-Marie. And also, after the break, I'm going to give away 2 more tickets to the Garden of Lights. But I've got 2 tickets
super
for you.
Awesome.
I'll put them on the desk. And, of course, I'm not sure you still live here in California. But
of course I do.
Okay. Anyway, so you can enjoy it.
Thank you so much. The Oasis Fun Center is doing their annual Golf Course of Life now through January 15th. And our family did this last year and had so much fun. The golf course area is all lit up, including the golf balls. They also have fire pit stations that you can sit around, go-karts, and a lot more. The Oasis Fund Center is located at 3330 Cascade Boulevard in Shasta Lake. More information can be found online at oasisfundcenter.com. Wednesday evening, December 11th, look for the annual Seroptimus Christmas dinner at the Riverview Golf and Country Club, located at 4200 Pacelli Lane in Reading. The event will run 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. and feature live and silent auction items, food, and live music by our very own Linda Bott and her band.
There you go. Linda's going to be singing. I'm going to be emceeing, and I'm going to be the auctioneer. And
I was just going to say, and yeah. Carl Bott is going to be the auctioneer for the evening.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, my auctioneering skills are somewhat different than the ones you may be used to. I go out there and try to physically intimidate people it's like, okay, who wants to buy this? Who wants to buy it? Anyway, no.
To get it done.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if the event is actually sold out at this point, but more information can be found on their Facebook page, and that is Seroptimus International Downtown Reading.
It's really a great event. Food's super. There's going to be, you know, music and dancing and some great gifts out there. If they've got some room still left, you might want to give them a call. Yeah.
Also this week, look for the California Highway Patrol's CHIP for Kids Toy Drive. Now, that's going to be Thursday, December 12th. At Walgreens in Reading, located at 1775 Eureka Way, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. CHP officers will be on site to accept new and unwrapped toys for the donation drive. Saturday afternoon, there will be a placing of holiday wreaths for heroes event at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, located at 11800 Gas Point Road in Igo. If you would like to take part and help place the wreath, please arrive by noon. Join members of the Mountain Gate Firefighters Association for a Christmas celebration on Saturday, December 14th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at 14508 Wonderland Boulevard. There will be ornament decorations, cookies, hot chocolate, and a special guest will be on hand for pictures. On Saturday, December 14th, join Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center for a Christmas concert and dinner featuring the Rapture Brass Band at the Frontier Senior Center located at 2081 Frontier Trail in Anderson, 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tickets are $35 per person, and more information can be found at NorCalVeteransMuseum.org. And that is just a sample of holiday events coming up. Till next time, I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Enjoy the season, everyone.
Well, don't forget, I got those two tickets for you. So
yes, sir.
Should I just put them in an envelope and just leave them here so you can just slide through and get them, or however you want to do it?
Yeah, that will be super great. Thank you so much.
You bet. Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing it for a couple of decades at least, and he is a true professional. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff's going to fix it, and he guarantees it for the life of that windshield. Don't get caught out there where that hot air from the heater on a very cold windshield just takes that little chip and makes it into a crack across your car, the car's windshield. Fix it now and fix it forever at Crackmaster Windshield Repair for a free inspection and analysis. Come on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff Wurst a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a Happy New Year.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My bread will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
delicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Welcome back
to before. Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, the 9th of December, 7:33 in the morning, and it's 46 degrees out there. Looks like it's going to be a sunny day. It's going to be another beautiful day. We're going to get rain, it looks like, toward the end of the week. But this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, that voted best in the North State for 2023 and 24. And they're having a big sale. They're having a big sale going on there now. It's their anniversary. And the already good prices are even better at Four Winds Jewelry. And we were gone over the weekend. We were talking to a friend of ours that was on the show and said that it was his wife's birthday. And as Linda says, it's one of those significant birthdays. Probably got a zero in it or something. And he hadn't been shopping. And she shot him down to the Four Winds Jewelry, and he was a star that night. Four Winds Jewelry. Totally recommend them. The only place we shop for jewelry right there. Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 4. A lot of things happening. Syrian government, Assad, after the Assad family, after about 50 years, fell in Syria. The an insurgent group, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS, it was formerly the Syrian branch of al-Qaeda and known as the Nusra Front. The HTS later distanced itself from al-Qaeda. Its leader is on the big terrorist watch list, but has been talking like a moderate for the last couple of years now. What's he mean? We'll see. It's, after all, it is in the Middle East. The rebels came sweeping out of the north and literally in 48 hours had moved down and had taken Aleppo, one of the large cities there, and then kept moving down. The Syrian forces, backed by the Russians and airstrikes, slowed them down a little bit, but they kept coming and entered Damascus on the 8th, yesterday. And Assad, President Bashar Assad, who has been ruling for 24 years after his father, fled the country with his family. And it's reported that he's in Russia, though that has not been confirmed. It's been 13 years. It started in 2011 with a brutal crackdown by the government that on anti-government protest and escalated into a civil war that killed more than 500,000 people and displaced half of Syria's pre-war population of 23 million. So many of them ended up in other countries in Europe, and probably some are here right now. Assad was backed by Iran and Russia and had two-thirds of Syria, but couldn't take that last stronghold. And so when he launched it this time, his allies in Iran and Russia had their own things going, one in the Ukraine and Iranian, a lot of their fighting forces, their leadership had been decimated or destroyed by the Israelis since the, an attack on Hamas. And then Hezbollah out of Lebanon was hammered so hard by the Israelis wiping out their leadership that they didn't get any help. So they had to rely on their own forces, and those forces just fled. In fact, Israel had taken control of the border they have with Syria. Has taken over the Syrian army positions because everybody had fled. So what's this mean? Well, it's just something else in the Middle East that's going on. If Hamas launching their attack over a year ago, October 7th, and the Israeli military destroying as much of the leadership of Hamas as they can, and then Hezbollah, as the Middle East again is wide open, especially in Syria. So what's it mean by this new leader? And it's going to be interesting to see what this new leadership is going to be. Is it going to be like an al-Qaeda, or does he mean what he says about being moderate and opening the country up to things like elections and people going to school and all that? Top diplomats from countries including Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Turkey, Iran, and Russia were holding talks on Syria and Qatar. So it's going to be, and then Trump has urged Biden to stay out of this thing. Now, the United States did strike numerous targets there in Syria that has been, that they were afraid were going to start firing at American forces in Iraq and other places. So they struck several targets there over the weekend also. They want to, the UN Special Envoy for Syria wants to have urgent talks in Geneva to ensure an orderly political transition. Which is going to be somewhat difficult since you had an armed revolution take over the country and force the leadership out of Syria. Now you got to figure out is how many get-evens are there going to be? The Ba'ath Party has held this country for over 50 years, and there is a great deal, I'm sure, of consternation from those people about what's going to happen. All right. Have you been following this United Healthcare CEO on his assassination? I mean, he was probably United Healthcare is one of the largest, of course, healthcare organizations in the United States, and the CEO was walking down the street at like 7 a.m. by himself, and appears, I don't know if you've been following it, but an assassin with a suppressor on his pistol comes up behind him and shoots him a number of times. He's wearing a hoodie and a mask underneath his hoodie, and yet seems to, and then disappears. Now, here are some interesting things about this. Is the shooter, after he shot the CEO, he came back and the rounds were there, the casings were there, and so the three of them had denied, delay, and depose, having to do with saying that when you don't get the health care, it's because you're denied. They delay your treatment. They deny it. You should be getting that treatment, and then you depose. They'll go to court. Now, those were on there and had been written on the shelves before he did it. Now, so after this, he goes and he either had been he stopped at a Starbucks on his way out, or right before it was happening, he hops on a bicycle and he leaves. And the last thing, they found this pack, I guess, in Central Park, and it had Monopoly money in it. And then he went to a bus station, so they're not sure where he went. But there's a $60,000 reward out on the killer, and it leads to some other things, because now you start hearing the talking heads on the legacy media, MSN, CNN, ABC, all these, they're talking about this. And, some of them, of course, are so far over the top. They're saying what do you expect? It's health care, and they're not doing their jobs, and people, they damage people and all this. Then they had one that said, could he have paid somebody to assassinate him? These are things you're hearing out there. And I know you, as our listeners out there, are way too bright for that kind of stuff. So the question is what is one of the most powerful men in the health industry walking around by himself? If you go out there and you look at and see how much money is being spent on security for people, like Zuckerberg and his group, I think they lead it with something like $8 million a year for security for their higher-ups. The healthcare companies are now pulling off photos of their executives and any bio on them at all. There's millions of dollars spent each year by these large Fortune 500 companies and these others for one thing, is to protect their leadership. And you don't think about it. You're thinking of the president or the Supreme Court or, vice president and, all that kind of stuff, having Secret Service. Well, a lot of these places, a lot of these people have armed security walking around. So why wasn't the security with this man that morning? Or did he even have security? Did he think that he wasn't in danger? Well, obviously he was. The guy shot him. Shot his pistol 2 or 3 times. Pistol jammed. He went over and he cleared his pistol and he shot him a few more times and then left. Hopped on the bike and left. They don't know where he is. They've got some decent pictures. It's not his whole face. It's just part of his face and all that. But and there's no, there's the only thing they can think of is. One concept is with what he had written on there, did he have a family member that had been denied treatment and maybe had died, and he was getting even. But that, again, is just one of the many theories that are out there. As meanwhile, the FBI is scouring the country, and photos of this guy are up. And like I said, it's at least a $60,000 reward. It may be more by now. So, okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Junior Maxwell started this company in 1993, and they are totally professional. Two separate divisions, insurance and financial management, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. If you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans, investments, on your insurance, now's the time to do it. You know, President Trump's going to roll back in January 6th, and things are going to change. They're going to change dramatically on that day, or January 6th, when he becomes the president again. Things are going to change dramatically. Maybe you want to take this time to get a free review and evaluation from Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give them a call, 530-221-0441, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tracy Morgan.
I suffered some terrible injuries, you know.
Live.
And after I came out the coma, I was blind for a week. And where I come from, you don't want to be blind for a second. One day, my uncle was trying to walk out with my heart monitor. I said, Michael, where you going with my heart machine? Try to sell it to another hospital.
February 6th, Wind River Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21.
Woman.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron, 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape. Handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's trying to clean up that mess we made when we came in last night late. Just unloaded the car and just left it there. Welcome back. 7:50 in the morning here on the 9th of December. About, 46, 47 degrees out there. And we're going to give away two tickets to the Garden of Lights. That's right, two tickets to the Garden of Lights right now. These are golden tickets. You can use them any day that they're on. Just give us a call, 530-605-4567. You get two tickets to the Garden of Lights for any day that they're open. So I think it goes to, like, the 5th, I believe. So, all for just giving us a call. See what else we have here. I don't know if you've been following this Daniel Penny case at all. This is a former Marine, young man in New York, that was on a subway. And this person with obvious problems, drug-induced, mental problems, who knows, except there were drugs, a lot of drugs in his system. He's threatening people. He's terrifying people. He's threatening to assault them. He's, you know, doing these things in the subway car. And Daniel Penny grabbed him from behind and put him in a hold, somewhat like of a choke hold, and with other people in the car, took this guy down on the ground, and to protect the other people in the subway car, and the guy died. And you've got two experts. One saying is it was because Penny choked him, and another expert that says, no, he didn't die from that. He died from this other these drugs in his system and these other things. So you've got that. Well, he was put up on manslaughter, and the jury could not agree on that. And you don't know what it was. It said the jury was hung. And you don't know if it was 11-1 for acquittal or 11-1 for being guilty, but they couldn't do it. So they dismissed the prosecution's motion to dismiss the most serious charge of second-degree manslaughter. They dismissed that on Friday. And then the judge says they can convict him on a lesser charge this week. The judge contradicted his own earlier ruling that the jury could only consider the second count if they found Penny not guilty of the first count. That didn't happen. It was a hung jury. And so what they could have done is just dropped the other one, as they should have. Now the judge is letting the jury do what he said he couldn't do, and the defense is right. It's a coercive type, sort of kind of forcing the jury to convict him by changing the rules after the fact. It's not just orthodox, it's illegal. Judge's only option really was to declare a mistrial on the deadlocked jury and dismiss one charge during deliberations and double down on remaining charge. You can't do that. It violates due process. Now, this also has caused a great deal of consternation with a lot of people because Penny has no record, former Marine. This was going in. People were terrified. He stepped in to do something to try and help people. And it ended up, unfortunately, with this guy's death. However, he didn't go there to kill the guy. He wasn't riding that subway car in New York as some kind of premeditated plan to kill somebody. He was trying to rescue people. And this sends a message to a lot of other people. you know, you're riding on a subway car, you're on the street, and somebody's being assaulted or they're being terrified, and do you do anything? You protect them? Do you, you know, was he protecting himself? That's part of it also. I'm protecting myself. I thought he was going to assault me, and I tried to take him down in the, you know, the best way possible. So his defense is cautiously optimistic that the remaining count will be dismissed by the jury on today. So we'll see what happens. But the amount of money that's been spent on this trial, when the prosecutor in New York, bless his heart, has let people that have been arrested for murder, reduce their charges to assault. People who attacked the police, turned loose, had them on the ground, or beating them when they arrest them, turn them loose in their own recognizance, and then they leave. They catch one of them later on in Texas. You know, and this is, you know, the same DA that went after Trump for all those charges, that Senator Fetterman out of Pennsylvania, Democrat, says, look, that was all political. Everybody knows that, just like Hunter Biden's was political. Neither one of them, both of them, but it never happened if it hadn't been for their names. It was lawfare. And he said this on The View, and The View host, I must say, from the clip I saw, I'm not sure, but I think Joy Behar might have had an accident sitting there, and she's so upset. And Fetterman, you can always count on Fetterman just to tell you what he thinks. You know, he's not the the political stalking machine like most of them are. And he said it's political. And he said Biden ought to pardon Trump. This is the last thing. You know, you tell him about all these pardons. He just ought to pardon Trump. Just do away with all this from, you know, all the charges against him that have been going on. Just pardon him, just like he did for his son. Which brings up something else. I know this. A lot of people are just, you know. Frankly, that puts the nail in Biden's coffin as far as his legacy. Most people will say he should have never run the first time, but he did. And then the way they treated him in the last part, even though that anybody with a brain in their head, except the Democrats, could see he was having some severe problems a year out. And yet they kept propping him up, kept saying that, you know, no, he can work all day. He's the sharpest tack in the box, all these things. But you just had to just watch. No matter what channel it was, when he was walking and he was, you know, going backwards and going the wrong way, you knew there was something wrong. And then they threw him under the bus in that June debate, having it in June instead of August, which we did, because they knew if in August it was too late, way too late. So they wanted to take their best chance. But then they coordinated Kamala. And there is another kiss of death. However, then he pardons Biden, or Hunter. And you say, oh, everything he said he wouldn't do. Look at it like this. He lost his wife and child in a car accident. The golden son, Bo, Navy veteran, brilliant lawyer, died of brain cancer. He's got one son left. It's Hunter. And would Hunter have had all the things that have happened to him if it hadn't been, his name hadn't been Hunter Biden? Probably not. But they were clearly offenses. The gun offense, the tax offense, and all that. Clearly offenses. But was it a surprise that Joe Biden was going to pardon him? I mean, they lied about it, of course. They lied about it for months, which is just another, you know, another nail in that old coffin for the Biden legacy. But, it, you know, was it really a surprise to you that he did it? Now, you want to, and then now he's talking about preemptive pardons, which is, of course, would destroy our legal system. But if he wants to do one more pardon, just pardon Trump. Just get it off the plate. Say, okay, I'm pardoning him for anything that he was found on, and now I don't know about the civil case, but the you know, I guess he could, the civil cases, and just pardon him. Hey, you're in the mood, just do it. Will he? Probably not. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back after the news, I've got Shasta College football with us. And I got the coach, we've got one of the players, and one of the other coaches. And they'll be here right after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Happy New Year. 2025 has arrived in some places, including Japan and South Korea, Australia and New Zealand. Elsewhere, people are getting ready to welcome the new year. In New York City, a million revelers expected in Times Square to watch that glittering ball drop, probably in the rain and certainly amid heavy security.
Bomb-sniffing dogs, drones, dump trucks blocking streets, and cops on every corner. That's just some of the NYPD security for New Year's Eve in Times Square. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says ever since last year's Hamas attack in Israel, they've been operating in a heightened threat environment.
The public can expect to see a tremendous amount of police resources deployed throughout the area.
Mayor Eric Adams says it's all about making sure everyone has a safe experience.
There are many officers that have plainclothes assignments to give the element of surprise.
Thousands are expected to pack the small area of Times Square surrounding the ball drop. Julie Walker, New York.
German police holding a man in an attack that injured several people in Berlin. Two taken to the hospital for treatment. Germany is still reeling from this month's deadly Christmas market attack that left five people dead, more than 200 injured in eastern Germany. President-elect Trump is backing Mike Johnson for House Speaker. He's doing so quite publicly, an endorsement that provides crucial support for the Louisiana Republican amid what could be another bruising speakership race. The Democrat defections just keep on coming in Florida, where a second state lawmaker, this time it's Hillary Cassell, switching her party affiliation, joining the Republican caucus. Earlier this month, Democrat Susan Valdez announced her switch to the GOP. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed now. The Dow is up 51 points, while the NASDAQ is down 17. The S&P 3 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, as they say, one person's personal information is another person's treasure.
Exactly. That's why I use NordVPN every time I surf the web. Features like Threat Protection Pro's safeguard devices from phishing websites and disable intrusive ads and trackers. Just check NordVPN.com, grab the deal, and see for yourself. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Sorry, ma'am, but you need to vacate this home.
Why, officer? I own this home free and clear. I lived here for 40 years.
Well, unfortunately, this paperwork says otherwise.
But I have nowhere else to go.
I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am.
This story is becoming all too common in the U.S. Scammers are preying on people with high equity or who own their homes free and clear of a mortgage. Only one company completely protects you. That's Equity Protect. Get your free risk report by texting the word HOME to 94878. Again, text the word HOME to 94878 to get your free risk report from Equity Protect.
A South Korean court has issued warrants to detain impeached President Yoon, as well as to search his office and home.
President Yoon is being investigated for abusing his power and for inciting an insurrection when he attempted to impose martial law here. But he's so far refused to cooperate with the authorities. He's ignored all investigators' requests to come in for questioning. It's likely they're hoping this warrant will pressure Mr. Yoon into coming forward. If not, police could then try to arrest him. But this could trigger a showdown with the president's security team. He's still being protected, even though he's been suspended, and they might try to stop his arrest. They've already blocked previous police attempts to search his office. Mr. Yoon's lawyer has called the warrant illegal and invalid.
The BBC's Gene McKenzie. A team of U.S. investigators, including representatives from Boeing, have examined the site of the plane crash. It killed 179 people in South Korea. News and analysis at townhall.com.
An ex-U.S. senator from New Jersey, a prominent Democrat, will be sentenced as planned.
A judge says the former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez will be sentenced as scheduled, but he's postponed the start of the Democratic senator's wife's trial until February. The judge rejected Menendez's request to delay his sentencing for his conviction on bribery and other charges until his wife finishes her trial on similar charges. Menendez was convicted in July of 16 corruption charges brought by prosecutors who asserted that he used his power in the Senate to do favors that benefited three New Jersey businessmen who paid Menendez with gold bars, hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash, and a Mercedes-Benz convertible. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A flight attendant aboard a Swiss aircraft made an emergency landing in Austria because of smoke in the cabin has died. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, Linda is not here because she is trying to clean up the devastation of our trip when we brought it all back in last night and just dropped it in one place. And then I scurried out this morning to find out that my truck wouldn't start, so I had to take her car. So I know where she's at. Yeah, leaving my truck for a week is, it's always a surprise at the end. So what? I'm not even sure somebody didn't steal my battery. I didn't check on that this morning. That's how dead it was. But hey, welcome to the show. Today, the 9th of December, 8:06 in the morning, the news always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. Good morning there, Christina.
Very good morning.
How are you? What national day is it today?
Today is National Christmas Card Day.
That's right, Christmas card day.
Have you already write down your wish list?
My wish list? What I'm really wishing is I have not brought something that's contagious back from Las Vegas. I mean, my nose has been running like a faucet since I came. So
some vitamin C looks like.
Yeah, so that's why, all these hugs, stay away from me. So that. Did anybody get the tickets?
Yes, his name is Bill McDonald.
Okay,
good. He will come and pick up two tickets around 10 today.
Okay, great. So we gave away two tickets to the Radiant Garden of Lights, which is absolutely beautiful out there, if y'all have not seen it yet. 8:07 in the morning news. Weather today, sunny with a high near 61 and a low around 40 tonight. Tuesday and Wednesday, partly sunny. It's going to start looking like we might start getting some showers Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday. Saturday looks like it is going to rain for sure. But we've got a chance of showers Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday. And Sunday, chance of showers. So be ready for that. And we've had really good weather but it's time to get back into the rain. It's good for the lake and the agriculture. And the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated into their, almost 30 years there, into their third generation of the Kenny family. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans. They do treat their customers like friends, people of honor and integrity. A veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm here with Peter Griggs.
Good morning, Carl.
Shasta College.
That's
good
right.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. It's always great to be on the air with you.
It's always a good show.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We're excited this morning. We have our football program with us, and so we have a number of guests in the studio. We're very excited for a young man who's played ball with us here, Matthew. He's going to talk about some big news for him. He just signed with a university, and so it's great, great opportunity. And then Coach Hamilton and Coach Lewis, and they'll talk to us further about our other opportunities for some of the players and what we can expect here going into next season. So.
Okay, great. Let's start with Brian here. And Brian, good morning.
Head
football coach.
Yeah.
So how'd you get here?
How'd I get where?
How'd you get to Shasta College? I know. I'm pretty much sure how you got here.
Yeah.
I see cars parked out in front.
With my truck. My truck started. But I'm a local guy. I graduated 1987 at Enterprise High School, and then I had a chance to go down and play Division I football for George Allen. And when that was over, down in Los Angeles, and then when that was over, I came back here and started coaching at Foothill High School when I was a young kid at 23 years old, and I've been in the area ever since. So, being a head coach at Shasta College is pretty awesome, getting to work with guys, Craig Thompson, who's been there forever as well, and the younger guys like Dan, and it's been a blessing. So that's how I got here, and I'm glad to be here, and I love representing North State at Shasta College.
How was the season this year?
You know, we finished middle of the pack. We did pretty good. As you know, as we've talked before, we're playing in the upper division now. We're playing the big schools. And unfortunately, we don't get to play Siskiyou's and Yuba and Redwoods any longer, which we'd like to because those are natural rivalries. But they moved us up because of our success at that level, and now we're playing with the San Francisco's, Fresno's, Buttes, ARC's, and those schools like that. So we finished middle of the pack.
Okay.
Which is for us is you know we're stepping in the right direction and we're out recruiting. Dan and I and the rest of the staff are out recruiting every day now to take that next step, which is to try to win that championship.
Kind of like you're penalized for doing really well.
Well, you can look at it that way. I mean,
you're recognized.
Yes,
for doing really
exactly.
Well.
I mean, you're it's kind of like going from the FCS to the FBS, you know, and that's kind of what we've been able to do the last couple of years. So. We love the challenge. We love getting young men in like Matthew Matthew was rated number one in the country at his position this year. So having players in our program like that is pretty awesome.
How did you find Matthew?
Coach Lewis.
Matthew's a pretty good sized young man. So, I mean, it's not like you could, like, miss him too easy. But I'm here then with our offensive coordinator, Daniel Lewis. Dan, how did you find Matthew?
A couple years ago, we started looking, how do we get better? How do we get bigger? How do we get stronger? And there is a, and Matthew will correct me if I'm wrong, but there is a big Polynesian community up in the Tacoma, Seattle area.
It's huge.
And they were going to a Kansas junior college called Garden City. And I kind of got in on guys late the year before we got on Matthew. And all these kids were going out to Kansas. And I thought, man, Northern California would be a whole lot better fit for kids than being out in Kansas. And started calling different guys up there as they were seniors. Matthew was one of them. Elgin Fiermo was another one. And a group of guys that all kind of took a shot on us, didn't know anything about Redding, California. Never been down here till the day they moved in. We took a shot on those guys, and they took a shot on us, and it seemed to work out.
Matthew. When did you all arrive here?
We got here, I think, two summers ago.
Two summers, but at the beginning of the summer, or?
For me, it was the middle of the summer, so like the 1st of August.
Oh, so you got to come down into the hundreds.
Yeah. Fall camp.
Yeah. I was going to see if you could start in June and kind of work your way into that. Mm. But, okay. Players than you had of that group, did that bring in more players after that?
Yeah, so this group came in, did a great job. You know, we went 1-9 last year, and in the transfer portal era and all those things, you don't know if you're going to keep guys. You know, Matthew, honestly, he doesn't know this, but he could have went to any junior college in the state of California. And he ended up sticking it out, and it wasn't even a question. He stuck it out, worked hard, and he actually became our number one guy at getting guys from Hawaii. His roommate, a kid, Malachi, from Hawaii, he took an active role in recruiting him. And then the guys that he was able to actively kind of recruit it's worked out well.
And you're from Hawaii?
No, my family's from Big Island.
Big Island. Yeah. Your family is?
My mom, yep.
Right, okay.
But I was born and raised in Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah. I'm familiar. I was stationed in Hawaii for 3 years and interacted with many Polynesians. Mm-hmm. And it looks like right now, if you look at the NFL, there's a good representation of Polynesians in playing in the NFL right now. And there's Samoan people who've got a long-term relationship with the Marine Corps. A lot of Samoans come into the Marine Corps. It's not unusual to have four or five or six of them enlist at the same time or more. So, okay, we're here with Shasta College, and I'm here with Brian Hamilton, the head football coach, and Daniel Lewis, the offensive coordinator, and Matthew LaFell. Just say it in there.
LaFell. As people say, it's like his friends, but it's Samoan, so it's like LaFell.
Okay, LaFell.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. I'll screw it up again. Who is one of the players for the Shasta Knights, but also on his way to the big, to a big school, mm-hmm. D1 school. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. 8:18 in the morning here on the 9th of December. About 50 degrees out there today. It's going to be sunny. I'm here with Shasta College and the football side of Shasta College, and with Brian Hamilton, the head football coach, and Daniel Lewis, the offensive coordinator, and Matthew LaFiel. Okay. And he is a offensive lineman for the Knights out there. Now, what started you in football?
I started when I was in kindergarten. I did it like the little small leagues. It was the Northwest Falcons down in Washington, Tacoma, Washington.
Uh-huh.
And I just continued from there.
Just getting a little bit closer there, buddy.
Right.
You have a soft voice for being a big guy. And okay, so that started you into football. And then did you just continue,
Yeah, I just progressed. And then I did volleyball, club volleyball in middle school, and then I played basketball in high school, 4 years.
Played basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Did you play football, too?
Yeah, I did volleyball, basketball, and football.
Okay.
Because in high school, it's different. Like, you got time for all three.
You do, mm-hmm. in high school. Okay, and then, so obviously you were a star in football, and people were recruiting you. So how did you select Shasta College? I mean, you're from Tacoma, Washington, Polynesian descent. Mm-hmm. And you come to Redding, California, which is a different atmosphere than Tacoma. So how did you select here?
Honestly, it's the relationship I built with Coach Lewis on Twitter. You know, like, he brought up a lot of points when we were texting on Twitter about how far Kansas City is away and just take a shot with us.
That's right, because you were looking at Kansas City, too. And this is a lot easier to get home from here.
Yeah.
Okay. So so you got here a couple years ago, and in August, you said.
August 1st,
and when does summer practice start?
Well, we go start in June with everything, but the season will actually start with guys from out of the area moving in because of the way what time our dorms open.
Yeah.
We'll usually start that first week of August.
Okay.
So that's when everybody's on campus, guys that are moving on to campus, at leases start off campus, you know, so that's kind of where everybody's there first week of August.
Okay. So what happens in that first week when you got there? You know, they got you into your into a dorm room probably and all that. So what starts with football there? What do you do?
Yeah, Shasta?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was hot. I did not like it like one bit.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. You know, they should, for people from Tacoma or any other place in the world, including hell, should get here in June to get used to our weather.
Yeah.
So, okay.
It's beautiful, Carl. We have recruits listening, so it's beautiful here. It's 75. Come on now. Help me out.
Yeah, during the summer. I was exaggerating. Yeah, maybe. Anyway.
It was crazy because I was like, the first week we came in, we had to put in work right the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Going out to practice. Okay. So then you started. And so you're an offensive lineman, right? Mm-hmm. What position?
I played offensive guard, but I played tackle for Shasta.
Okay. Now, I've always heard that, because I've had the NFL linemen in here before, offensive mm-hmm. guys, offensive linemen. They are very, very bright. That when you're looking at football players, that the offensive line is very bright, having to know everything that's happening, hundreds of plays, and different variances of it. Mm. And the defense of players, it's see ball, get ball.
Yeah.
So is that true?
I feel like that's true.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot more that goes into it, but...
Well, how much of it, besides just the physical side of it, Matthew, is the mental side of learning all these different formations, different plays, and all this?
You learn the mental side, you're going to become like a better player for yourself because, you know, you're just smart enough to counter whatever your opponent is doing.
Uh-huh.
And they're just, like you said earlier, see ball, get ball.
Right.
And you're taking the mental aspect of it, so it makes you better as a player.
Is it easier blocking for running plays than passing plays?
Oh, yeah, because I'm more aggressive on running plays. So
you can go out there and you can move them around. Yeah. Yeah. And, okay, so how big are you? I just want to give people the idea of your size.
Yeah. I'm 6'5 and 350.
Now, 6'5", 350. You didn't look that big when you came in. But now that I see you sitting here, 6'5", 350. Okay. That's a pretty good-sized guy, Coach.
Yeah, well, you know, when I first started coaching at Shasta College back in 96, in 1996, our offensive linemen were probably average 6 foot, 250 maybe. And so now our offensive line, you know, so we've gone from 6 foot, 250 being, you know, that's kind of our average lineman to now, you know, how many years later, where our offensive line average is probably 6'3", probably 310, 320. And that's pretty normal at our division. It's crazy how big the guys are and you know, but Matthew has the size and you were talking about intelligence. I mean, you don't get to be the number one rated person in the country like he is, and have his choice of, you know, SEC schools if you don't have the entire package. So he's a smart guy.
Tell me about this number one rated.
Yeah, so he was the number one offensive rated interior lineman in the country, junior college rated lineman in the country.
Matthew, which, yeah. And you're sitting here. I mean, how'd you get your head through the door here? I mean, that's a huge honor, and obviously one that you've worked on really well. Christina, please turn him up. Thank you. Okay. I mean, my gosh, I didn't realize that we're sitting here with somebody of, I mean, that to me is really impressive. With all the teams out there, all the junior colleges, and you're rated number one. Mm-hmm. Well, so how'd you get there? It's not just because you're big, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of big guys out there that can't do anything.
The development, you know, I feel as the spring, last spring, just working out. The workout plan.
Just getting a little bit closer. There you go.
And just
turn, you know, him up. Okay.
And just trusting what the coaches, you know, told us to do. We just do that, and that got me right because I followed all the steps, and you know, I'm proud of it too. So.
Okay. Whole thing then is comes down to coaching and then being able to apply it.
Yeah.
Okay. So where are you? Okay. So now you're graduating in May, and where are you off to?
Mississippi State.
Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you probably had your choice of several places.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
And why Mississippi State?
The benefits, you know, I look down the road because they're a rebuilding program right now, and I want to be a part of that legacy. I'd also be the first Polynesian player there in 10 years. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So, cool. The... But, you know, I was kidding with you during, you know, before we came on, where you went from Tacoma, Washington, to a somewhat of a warmer area. It's not as bad as people think. But now you're heading to Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
and there's that word called humidity that oh, yeah. I don't know if you've ever experienced that before.
Yeah, like no, I went to Orlando,
okay.
Florida, and yeah.
Yeah, you, but you know what we're talking about
yeah.
then. So it's going to be hard to keep your weight on, I would imagine. So that, you know, how much did you weigh in high school?
I weighed like 330.
Oh, you did. So you were
a little lighter, like 300.
Oh, okay. And then over the last couple of years, through weight training and at the table, how do you get your guys bigger?
I think that there's one when a kid turns, you know, 18, 19 years old, they kind of get in their peak of. They lift a little weights, and all of a sudden it comes on.
Yeah.
And Matt, when he got here, was still growing and still trying to figure it out physically. And he can correct me if I'm wrong, but he didn't. He went to a good high school, but the weight room wasn't a huge thing because he was playing three sports. So he wasn't in the weight room like he's been.
Yeah, if you're playing basketball, you're running all the time. And volleyball, I mean, obviously you're agility and everything, but running all the time takes that weight off, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so then for him last spring to be able to just lift weights and practice football and not have to go to basketball practice, not have to do those things, all of a sudden, you know, he got to where he was squatting 550 pounds and bench pressing, you know, close to 400. And it happened pretty quick, and he God blessed him with the ability to do those things,
yeah.
And then he put in the work.
I can bench 400. It's a 40-pound bar. I'd push up 10 times. But you're probably doing it all at once, right? Okay.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that works. What's the hardest part about being an interior lineman, Matthew? What'd you say?
The hardest part for me was like, I can't really think of one. I mean, because I didn't get to play interior over here at Shasta. But in high school,
oh,
I think...
I'm sorry. That's right, because you're playing tackle. Yeah. What's the hardest part about that position, then, that you've discovered at the college level?
It's the QB's blind spot, if your QB's right-handed. So, like, you got to protect them from any danger, and you got to be able to kick set perfectly every set, because one-round kick step and you on the ground, or you get spun around by the DN doing tricks, so...
Yeah. So your whole job there is protect the quarterback from his blind spot. And you'll see that coming in. I mean, pros, college, and all that, and they come in there. So they probably love you. Does he pay you money at the end of a game if he's not knocked down on your side? You
know, he takes us out to eat.
Does he take you out to eat?
Levi Durrell. His name is Levi Durrell, and he...
I've heard that. I've heard that quarterbacks take care of their line.
Yeah,
like
they need
that.
To.
So
took us to Red Robins.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Right across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, established in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. Discounts for seniors and veterans. They're just great people there. It's where the only place I've had my haircut in like 17 years. Great haircuts. I make an appointment at 530-244-9478, and you can make appointments. You just walk in if they've got an opening. You get a great haircut. It's man's last stronghold. We should have the whole team go down there and get haircuts.
Certainly Matthew.
Especially. Yeah.
Well, think about humidity. He doesn't have to wear out his hair.
Yeah. Boom. Just like that. As soon as you get off the plane. Boom. Just like that. There you go. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. 'Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Are you wishing for some cold hard cash this winter? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $80,000 Winter Wishes Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily in any promotional kiosk to win drawing entries or other amazing prizes. Don't miss weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for our final drawings on January 30th and February 27th for a chance to win up to $5,000 cash. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance,
530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindemann. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only hospital in the North State providing the Watchman, a one-time minimally invasive heart procedure for people with arterial fibrillation who need an alternative to blood thinners. This is a very simple insertion of this device, and it takes away the need for blood thinners, which can impact on many, many people. Over 150,000 people have left blood thinners behind with Watchmen. And go to the Shasta Regional Medical Center website and learn a little more about it and see if this is something that maybe could work into your life. I'm here with Shasta College. It's always one of my favorite interviews. Peter Griggs brings in, I mean, from horticulture to agriculture to everything. And I'm here with the head coach of the football team of the Shasta Knights, Brian Hamilton, their offensive coordinator, Daniel Lewis. Even though he doesn't seem very offensive, but he probably can be out in the field. And then Matthew Lafayette, thank you, who is a young man that's been playing here for 2 years, came down out of Tacoma. He got here on the 1st of August, realized how nice the weather was. I mean, it was just, you know, balmy as we get.
Yeah, burning, scorching hot.
Don't tell your friends. And now he's on his way to Mississippi State. Could have chosen many other universities, and but chose that. He's rated the top offensive lineman in the nation in a junior colleges, right here in Shasta. You know, so that's a big thing on you, but it's a big thing on Daniel, too. Obviously, Daniel, you knew how to train and get people to their highest level of abilities, too. So he's nodding his head. That's great.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian,
yes.
When you have players, and now we all realize that maybe Matthew is a little bit different in the sense of, you know, that he is – got it all together like that. But how many of our other players move on?
You know, one of our jobs at Shasta College is to bring quality young men into our community and our program, develop them, not just athletically, but we have a whole program, comprehensive program, includes athletic support, academic support, all those things. We talk about being a champion in our community.
Because they have to keep a certain average.
Absolutely.
There, or they don't play.
Absolutely. And not only do they not play, they're not eligible to move on. So we talk to our guys about being champions in a lot of phases. But so right now, currently in our program, and our season just ended, but we have 13 players who have offers at this time, and which is, you know, we only start 22, and some of those are freshmen, so they're not ready to move on to the following year. So right now,
13?
That's a fantastic number.
13? Wow.
We have a young man, local young man, Jahari Johnson, who was the number one wide receiver in all of the JUCO in California. It goes all the way down to the border.
JUCO, of course, being junior college.
Yes, and he was the number one rated, and so he'll be signing a Division I scholarship in May or before that. Our quarterback's going to get out and do a great job. Our left guard has Division I offers as well. Our free safety has a Division I offer. So there's a lot of offers, and it's not just Division I. You know, we focus on developing players and letting them showcase their talent so they can get out to the level that's best fit them. So it's all the way from NAIA, which is good football.
Oh yeah,
to Division II, from Division II to FCS, which is used to be Division I AA, but now it's FCS, to the FBS level, which is the top level, and then at the FBS level, the top you know, you get in the Power Four conferences, and Matthew's going to the SEC, which is predominantly the top conference
in the
nation.
The SEC used to be every, I think they had like three out of four teams in the playoff one year.
No, they're just, it's the cream.
Yeah,
of the,
they, you know, yeah. Problem. Well, how do they discovered? Now, obviously, Matthew is outstanding in his abilities, but
you're talking about how they get discovered at Shasta or how we discover players come in at Shasta?
No, how did they get discovered at Shasta? Okay. And then we'll get into the
So playing at the largest, the highest level, the most notoriety, the colleges, as far as our conference and national division, our conference and that level gets a tremendous amount of recognition from college coaches from throughout the country. So there, every week we have film that's available to the coaches. They watch it. We promote our guys. They're in the business of finding the best in the country. So they come through and
do you send out films to
every
okay.
week?
Okay, so you're sending it out to different cities.
I think the other day Daniel sent out 950 emails with film links to colleges throughout the country. So it's
2,900.
2,900. Okay.
Okay.
Well.
So you're sending out like so you've got video of Matthew here. So you send it to all these universities. Universities are looking at it and they go, "Whoa, we can sure use this."
Yeah, we so basically the way we do it, and football is pretty unique in it, is we have practice film. You know, we film every practice. We film every game from two different angles. So you kind of get the behind the thing, the sideline. I mean, we got film galore. We all use one system called Huddle, and through that, every Division I can pull it up. Like, we wouldn't even have to send it out. Mississippi State could pull up our practice and watch what we did at practice that day.
Okay.
And then it's just getting it out there. Matt did a really good job. Obviously, he's kind of special in that aspect of being a little bit of a hype man to himself, which was really good through Twitter and getting his film out there. And then what that ended up doing is leading to a lot of phone calls from guys that played against us. And those guys are going, "Hey, I just heard there was a really, really talented kid at Shasta College." And then it just kind of took over. It's kind of consumed. I know it's consumed his life the last couple months, but it's also consumed my life in that aspect.
Because they're coming to the coach and saying, "Is this guy, is he coachable? Is he somebody that's going to be a member of our team, or is this going to be somebody that we're always looking over our shoulder?" I'm sure. That
yeah, and you know, those guys, if they don't win, they don't keep their jobs, and so they do the research that they can, and you know, it was good. I think me and Matt were on the same page. We had a meeting kind of right away about in this era of college recruiting. You know, we chose not to talk about NIL with coaches. We chose not to talk about any guys, and I can talk about that. We chose to not talk about guys going to the NFL. We chose not to talk about those things. We chose to find the place where he felt like I was going to love him up and develop him the best way possible. And then Matt went and made that decision and did the best that he could do with that.
Hey, Matt, how many colleges came to you or universities came to you?
Was it
100 or? I mean, I don't know. 30. I mean, but.
Like 30.
30. So you had 30 that you had to kind of glean through.
Yeah.
And Mississippi State offered the best chance for growth.
Yeah.
But it also gave you a chance for your profession, and that is nursing.
Nursing, yeah.
So you are.
They've got a really prestigious nursing program, too. So.
And that's what you want to do, become a nurse. Why?
Oh, because of my mom, you know. I think she was a huge role model. For me, when I was growing up, she used to take me to work days, and I just fell in love with the job and what she did.
So, this young man, obviously, was a very bright young man, going on to, but also an accomplished athlete, a very much of accomplished athlete, wants to be a nurse. And there's a special spot in my heart, and I was talking to Matt. My daughter's a nurse, and it's such a giving profession.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's one of those ones that you can work almost anywhere,
yeah.
You know. So I think that's wonderful if you want to be a nurse. And, you know, but if you, when he stands up and you look at him and you go, nurse. No, I mean, I had several of my, not several, but a couple of my friends in the Marine Corps, when they retired, they went to nursing school.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, and it fit that, and I can see that in you. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to finish up here in our last segment. We're going to talk a little bit more about what it looks like, and when you're recruiting like that, some more with Matt. And we're going to finish up that segment that way. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Reading Rodeo Association, in the sense that those tickets are on sale right now for next May 14th through the 17th, and we're sold out. They usually sell out on Friday and Saturday nights, so it's time to get your tickets, and what great Christmas presents they are. Just go to readingrodeo.com, and you can get your tickets. If you go to other sites, one, they're going to charge you a lot more money, and we found out last year some sites were just scam artists, and they sent you tickets that weren't any good. Go to readingrodeo.com, get those tickets for Christmas, get them now so you don't have to worry about it. Get them for all 4 days. 4 days of rodeo. One of the top rodeos in the United States is Reading Rodeo. We'll be right back.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Winter anxiety or stress got you down? Got a cough that just won't stop? On your second round of antibiotics? Or lost your taste and smell? Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. We feature our salt cave that feels like the beach, our 10-minute knockout sessions, and our infrared saunas where you can burn 300 to 600 calories. You can breathe easier, clear sinuses, reduce pain, inflammation, and boost your immune system. It's perfect for kids, pregnant moms, and the whole family. And yes, we accept pets. Call us today at 530-338-2094. Visit the gift shop at 1506 Market Street. We are here to help. Call us at 530-338-2094.
That's 530-338-2094. Experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave in downtown Reading. Call us today at 530-338-2094.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Tomorrow, we have Turtle Bay's going to be coming in here, and then Shasta Regional Medical Center talking about the latest in technology, their residency program that brings in residents for 3 years where the doctors find out what a great place it is, and they stay here. We had two of them say the other day they're staying in Reading, general practitioners. That's great for us. But today I'm with Shasta College, and I'm with the football side of Shasta College with Brian Hamilton, the head football coach, Daniel Lewis, the offensive coordinator, and Matthew, I am so sorry. Lafayette.
Yeah.
Okay, I was getting close. Who is the top-rated lineman in junior colleges in the nation and is now heading to Mississippi State for next year. Mm-hmm. And we talked to him. He's just a delightful young man. How do you recruit people for here?
So that's a huge part of our job, right, is to bring people to Shasta College, bring the right people to Shasta College. So I've got a great staff, including Dan and other guys that we regionally divide up places where we contact coaches, watch a million hours of film, contact young men. The area, our kind of circle where we can recruit physically, because there's rules about us going out of the area. We actually put, we go visit the coaches.
No, wait a minute. What, there is? How far out can you go?
We can basically go to the coast, over to, up to Oregon to the coast, and down. It's not a perfect geometrical shape, but we can basically go down past Chico in that area. And that's it physically. Phone calls, we can go through the whole nation.
Oh, okay. So physically, you can only go to one spot.
Yeah,
okay.
So like this afternoon, Coach and I will be up visiting some schools, Red Bluff High School. We had a great season this year, talking to their young men. So we visit schools, visit players, primary players. We'll meet with, take them out to dinner and stuff, talk to their families and stuff like that. And then we're spend hours and hours and hours on the phone with families. You're only as good as the players that are playing for you.
Absolutely.
And we want the right type of players at Shasta College, too.
Well, yeah, you want them to be part of the culture.
And the community.
And the
all
community.
That. Absolutely.
And you want to make sure that they're going to be getting their degree at the end of the time, at the end, when they get ready to matriculate then into 2 years. You want people, and having somebody like Matthew here seems to me would be a big, that's a recruiting plus.
Absolutely. I mean, Matthew does a great job. We actually have him recruiting for us, too. But these players that we're bringing in, we vet as best as possible, make sure they're a great fit. And for the most part, we've had tremendous success with the type of young men that are coming into our program, being involved with Shasta College.
Do the players come to you also?
Oh, yeah. They can go to our website, Shasta College Football Athletics. You can Google it. And we have a questionnaire out there. They fill that out. We have software that catalogs that. This morning I looked on and we had 8 pages of young men from mostly out of the area that are trying to get us to look at their film and evaluate them to see if they're a good fit for our program. So it's never ending for sure, but it's an exciting part of the. As soon as the regular season is over, that is the focus of our staff, and it's competitive too because for the top athletes we're competing against other colleges who want that same player.
Oh, sure, absolutely. And Daniel, for Matthew here, you got him right out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
How's he grown? Besides the fact that he put on about 30 pounds of muscle here because, training and the correct way to train, how did you bring him to this level?
Well, I think, it was interesting. 2 years before Matthew got here, we actually had a Division I tackle that came in. He went to Houston Christian, which is an FCS program. Really good player. And Matt's first one-on-one was against Jabrian Richburg, who's going to be another probably Division I guy. And it was the first day in August. And I noticed there was a little difference in the way that Matthew played as compared to our guy that went to an FCS school. And then it became... And Matt will correct me if I'm wrong on these things. There was some disciplines that he needed to learn in life, with going to school, with doing all those things, and it's hard on him in a junior college setting at times. My first year, I wasn't on campus all the time, and so you're trying to manage those things. And but he, we held the standard high for him, and I think he met it full go. And with that, your team follows. When you're when one of your best players kind of gets the worst of it, I was probably the hardest on him as compared to other guys.
Because he saw the most potential.
Yeah, and he responded well to it. You know, there's guys in this time that you can't be hard on because they just don't have the makeup for it. And Matthew has the makeup for it. He wants to be coached well. He wants to be challenged. He wants to be called out on his stuff. And it becomes a family thing. I've dealt with his mom. I've dealt with his uncles. I've dealt with people that support him, and we're all on the same page on what it's going to take. And it was all him. I just provided the discipline, and here's how you're going to do it. And he took every step, and honestly taught me more about football than I've ever thought I would know, because he challenged me every day in my learning and those things.
I see. Matthew, so college a little bit different than high school.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I'm not even sure I went to any classes my first semester in college. Mm-hmm. I'm just pretty sure I didn't. I might have. But so it's not only that you have to keep your grades up, and then there's social life, but then football, though, plays a huge part, because that's what got you here.
Yeah.
So how do you balance all those?
I mean, Shasta is a great place to balance it, because
talk louder, project there, Bartner. Because you get used to these, because you're going to be talking to a lot of news people out there.
Oh, yeah.
Mississippi.
Well, yeah, like I was saying, like, I feel like Shasta is a great place where you can balance it all, because there's not much, I mean, no offense, there's not that much you could do out here. And so,
well, that's true. I mean, it's not like the big city where, yeah, okay, hey, there's a bar where all the football players hang out.
If I went to a junior college in my city, I probably wouldn't have made it out, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
That's being very honest. But I
feel more disciplined over here at Shasta, you know, because of the coaches and the people that I surround myself with.
Okay, so now you're going to Mississippi State, which is one of the big ones, mm-hmm, and you're going to be coming in there highly recruited and all those things. And now you've got to, do you feel like you have to start all over again?
I really don't. I mean, the coaches over there made me feel like I was going to start right when I got there.
Okay.
I mean, they said they'll develop me, they'll take that chance, and like, but they want me. They see me as a guy that's starting
right away
next season.
Well, that's great. That's super. So then, when I may not going to have to start watching Mississippi State now, so I can be seeing you there.
Yeah.
And that's our man. That's our man. Yeah. And your family, how you know, like your mom, you think so much of your mother, and it sounds like she's the one that's really done so much.
Oh yeah, her and my dad.
And your dad, yeah, of course.
Been there. Financially and mentally for all the sports, you know, basketball, football, and volleyball. So I'm really grateful for them.
You'll be able to bring them to the games.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Every week, every time they want.
Well, if you ever have toward California, you know, I'll give you a call. Maybe you can come down and watch a play or something like that, because now we found our favorite player on Mississippi State, which ordinarily I wouldn't watch unless they're, you know, I mean, because I mean, you know, they play. Well, of course, they play the big games, and like you said, they're rebuilding.
Yep.
At this point, that's a good time to get started, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. So you would recommend Shasta College?
Oh yeah, 100%. You can connect with the coaches, not just as a player, but as a person. And I think that's the main thing you want.
You've been treated well here by our community and all that.
Yep.
That's great, Matthew. Good luck out there, partner.
I will.
I'm going to be watching Mississippi State. Okay. Last thoughts here, Coach.
Well, I'm really proud of Matthew and what he's done, and we're excited to watch him at the next level. I think he, you know, if he goes there and does the right things, which I know he will, he'll get an opportunity to play in the NFL too, I think. So, you know, we're excited about that. We're excited for his family. I appreciate Coach Lewis and all that time and the process that he put through and went through to aid in this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed with a great staff, and Shasta College is just benefactor of great young men that come through and affect our community in a positive way. And our fans come out and watch us, and we're excited about every year we're building at the two-year level. You know, at the junior college level, you don't get guys for 5 years. So we're building every year, and we're trying to put together another fantastic team with guys like Matthew that, you know, we'll hopefully we're sitting here next year talking about some of our other guys doing the same thing.
Be not, you know, next year, maybe three or four.
That would be awesome.
We'll just cycle them through here.
We would love that.
And, you know, congratulating them and all this, because, you know, it starts with you all. Well, it starts with family. Mm-hmm. Which obviously got great support there. So big shout out to your family. But then his work ethic that Daniel brought out and that Coach Brian Hamilton brought out. So congratulations, and let's continue this outstanding work that you all have done.
We love spending time with you. This is, I think, every year we've had a chance to come in and talk about our program, and we love it. So.
You know what? I love Shasta College. I mean, you're just, you know, people like Matt and many others, every student I've met coming through there, it gives me great hope for our future. It really does. People go, oh, our future. No. People I've met from Shasta College, every one of those students are, to me, quality people. Okay, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be sunny today, tomorrow, like I said, Turtle Bay and Shasta Regional Medical Center, and God bless America.
Keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.